It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you are amazing. This is where I'll be for the next 3 hours. This is a 4-hour show. It gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, holding it down, Ryan Hickey. Thank you as well. Greg is helping out as well. Thank y'all. And thank you for listening, wherever you might be. On the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 375, a smart speaker. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And thank you to everybody watching on YouTube. Yes, you can now watch this show on YouTube. Just go to the Infinity Sports Network YouTube channel, search Infinity Sports Network YouTube, and boom, the live stream pops right on up. It is Wednesday. In an hour from now, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We found out who's going into the Hall of Fame yesterday. Ichiro Suzuki is going in. CeCe Sabathia is going in. We got Billy Wagner going in. I'm going to give you a top six list of Major League Baseball players who are not in the Hall of Fame. I'm going to tell you who is number one, the best player to not be in a Hall of Fame. That will come your way next hour. We've already had a full show. We talked about Aaron Glenn being named as the new head coach of the New York Jets. Ben Johnson, formally introduced today as the new head coach of the Chicago Bears. The Detroit Lions are obviously losing their top coordinators. Jimmy Butler suspended another 2 games by the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler missed the team playing today. They said that he was going to get his own way there, and the Miami Heat said, no thanks, you'll be gone for 2 days. They don't want him. He doesn't want them. We're just delaying the inevitable until they can trade him. Pretty disastrous. Bad things down in South Florida. But if we go further north in Florida, and how about this? We'll have this conversation with Gene Frenette from the Florida Times-Union in about 20 minutes. We got to talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, we just said on the other side of the break, there are some fans. There are fans in Detroit, some who are not just upset at losing to the Washington Commanders. There's a segment of fans that I saw online. They're blaming Ben Johnson. They're blaming Aaron Glenn. They're saying that the season didn't end and 2 days later you got a new job. If you were focused on beating Washington, we would have won. But you were so focused on the job. You were plotting this from way before. You didn't have your full focus, and this is why we lost. Man, y'all need to get a damn life. Get over it. Shame. The Detroit Lions have been crap. Head coach Dan Campbell says that they've been in the dumps, and now they have success in the team. It starts to bloom. And like flowers, it's like a tree. You start seeing life in other places. Well, everybody can't be that damn lucky. If you're the Detroit Lions, would you just still rather be dirt, or would you rather have a flower bed there? Would you rather have flowers? You could be the Jacksonville Jaguars. You could be a joke. That's where the Jaguars are today. How about this? The New York Jets got a head coach. The Jacksonville Jaguars are being rejected. Ian Cohen is the offensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The team that still lit up the scoreboard with Baker Mayfield, no Chris Godwin, blew out his leg. And basically, I want to say a half-legged all season long, Mike Evans, who had to deal with a hammy all season. And still went over 1,000 yards. Future Hall of Famer, Mike Evans, by the way. Got Bucky Irving out there. People are looking at Ian Cohen going, oh, okay, this is another great offensive coordinator. Let's give him a job. And who wanted to give him a job? The Jacksonville Jaguars. Except for the Jacksonville Jaguars, who just fired Doug Peterson on January 6th, they still employed general manager Trent Baalke, who's been the GM for the Jaguars since 2021. He drafted Trevor Lawrence. who hasn't lived up to billing. Let's just be real. He's also been hurt, standing around with his arm in a sling right now. Trent Baalke is also the guy, speaking of the Detroit Lions, he's the guy who thought it was a good idea not to bring in Hutchinson from Michigan, but to sign or actually draft Trayvon Walker. And Hutchinson looks like he's going to be busting ass for years in the NFL. Looks like a Hall of Fame caliber player. You can't call Walker a bust, but he is not Aiden Hutchinson. Let's just be clear. And you think about some of Trent Baalke's other moves, not so good. Pretty bad, actually. Only 9 of his 38 picks have ended up being starters. It's not a great record. When Doug Peterson went, people were looking around asking Shad Khan, the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, why in the hell are we keeping a GM? Like, why are you going to keep the GM and you fired the coach? What sense does that make? People don't like the GM. Like, it could hamper your coaching search. You want to know something? Ben Johnson had no interest in the Jacksonville Jaguars. Somebody who coached on the other side of Florida in Tampa, Ian Cohen. You would think that you would want to be a head coach, right? Well, he interviewed for the head coaching job. He told the Jacksonville Jaguars, he said, nah, no thanks. I don't want to be your coach. And you want to know what happened hours after that? In the most hilarious fashion ever, Shad Khan fired Trent Baalke, the GM. You can't make this stuff up. You would think the Jacksonville Jaguars are just being ran by the Three Stooges. Like, I could see them in the office right now, riding around on tiny bikes, throwing pies at each other. And the circus music is going on in the background. Maybe this is why the Jacksonville Jaguars got robbed by that guy to the tune of $20 million in their own accounting department. This is embarrassing. Being an NFL head coach is a big deal. You have prospective coaches who are saying no to you? What a joke. And it was crazy. Because 2 weeks ago, when Shad Khan had to announce to the world that, yes, we're firing our head coach, we're looking for a new one, he was asked on a Zoom call, why are you keeping a GM? Shad Khan was asked, hey, and by the way, the GM, Trent Baalke, was on the same Zoom call. He wasn't away on vacation. He wasn't scouting, wasn't interviewing. He was on the call. And a reporter asked the owner, if a coach comes through and wants to fire the GM, who, by the way, is listening, he's right here with you, what the hell are you going to do? And Shad Khan said, well, if a coach comes on and thinks that we could do things a better way, then yeah, I'll fire him. This is what he said while the man was on a call. Listen to this.
If they were to say, I would like to reevaluate the front office and the general manager, what would your response be?
My response would be, how would you improve it? And then if it is credible, you know, I mean, you want to do it.
Well, today he did it. Oh, my goodness. And this is the statement from the Jacksonville Jaguars owner today. Following several discussions with Trent Baalke, the GM, this week, we both arrived at the conclusion that it is in our mutual best interest to respectfully separate, effective immediately. Do I need to tell you all the fluff? He leaves our deepest appreciation, his efforts. Just a bunch of crap. So you mean to tell me that after 3 weeks of sticking on and Trent Baalke just said, yeah, fire me? Or was it suggested to him, man, it's time to go? And he said, I get it. He must really like this guy. Well, Trent Baalke Shad Khan must really like him. He didn't want to just fire him outright like he did Doug Peterson. They mutually agreed. Yeah, he tapped him on the shoulder and said, man, that guy didn't want to work with you. Nobody wants to work with you, so you gots to go. I want to say I feel bad for the Jaguars, but I don't. This is the same owner who brought in Urban Meyer, who wanted to treat the grown men like they were back in college. The Jaguars deserve this. Now, Shad Khan has to look for a full-time GM. Then he has to look for a coach. Then he has to hope that Trevor Lawrence can actually stay healthy and worth a damn. Hickey, we discussed this yesterday. I think it was between the Saints and the Jets. But today, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they look worse than everybody.
They do. That's tough to do. You know, out-jetsing the Jets, if you will, is very impressive.
Out-jetsing the Jets. Yeah. I got no hope for them. It's kind of late in the game. They've interviewed Rob Sala. What are they going to do, give Rob Sala the job? Like, what are they going to do? Just say, here, Rob, you do it? If I'm Rob Sala, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I've interviewed a couple of times. I don't even want the job. It's pathetic. It's sad. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Mark is here from Nova Scotia. You're on the JR Sportbrief Show. What's up, Mark?
Oh, hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. Not to beat a dead line here, but, man, Detroit's in a world of hurt. Actually, I think I just quoted Greg from Michigan inadvertently there. But
A dead lion, not a horse, but a lion, right? Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty dead. And, you know, I like that story that you had said about those Lions fans blaming Ben Johnson. Oh, my God, I almost spat up my drink. That's hilarious. But people do deal with grief in different ways. And, you know, they're in a lot of trouble. They lost the best offensive coordinator in football. They lost definitely a top five, maybe top seven DC, and Aaron Glenn. And, like, the whole irony of this whole thing for me is that it took a 24-year-old kid to finally make Dan Campbell cry.
Oh, my God.
Go, nice. Commanders.
All right. Thank you, Mark, for calling from Nova Scotia. He is referring to Jaden Daniels as that 24-year-old kid. And we're going to find out soon enough whether or not he's going to make the Eagles cry. And I don't know if he's going to make the Eagles cry. One thing that might make the Eagles cry is if Jalen Hurts' knee is is the craps. Is it? We'll find out. I'll tell you this. If Saquon Barkley, regardless of what happens with Jalen Hurts, if Saquon Barkley gets the ball and everybody knows he's getting the ball and he loses his mind against Washington, Saquon Barkley is going to further cement his growing legend, growing legacy as a Philadelphia Eagle. And we haven't even completed his first season, because if he runs wild, they're running to the Super Bowl. Dare I remind you, Washington is one of the worst, or they have one of the worst rushing defenses in the entire NFL. And so we'll see what happens. Give Saquon a rock. Maybe things will open up a little bit for A.J. Brown. It's going to be a good one. Two NFC East foes who are certainly used to going up against each other, now doing so in the NFC Conference Championship. Sign me up for it. We'll talk about more of it over the next couple of days. And, you know, and speaking of this, the teams that are trying to get their lives together. Hickey, did you hear this today from the Tennessee Titans? That they may not take a quarterback at number one? Why? Because they love, did Will Levis give them a lifetime supply of mayonnaise? Like, why would they do such a thing?
Honestly, I think it's because they don't see a quarterback that they think could be good.
Oh,
right?
Oh, it's terrible, man. And so they just got a new GM, who, by the way, is from the Kansas City Chiefs, Mark Borgonzi. And the Titans, I've been saying this for a while now, they're just trash. I mean, Amy Adams runs the team because her daddy passed away, unfortunately, so now it's her team. She fired Mike Vrabel. She just fired Rand Carthon after telling everybody how great he was last year. So she brings in Borgonzi, who is a former assistant GM with the Kansas City Chiefs. I guess if you're going to bring anybody in, bring in somebody who knows what a winning team looks like. And so we got this thought now from their president, who's Chad Brinker, who was beefing with Rand Carthon. This is like a drama show here. He basically said, yeah, we're just going to bring in the best talent. It might be Travis Hunter. It may not be a quarterback. And I'm just like, what the hell are you doing? Listen to the Titans president say, we just want to win games and turn the team around. Oh, sure, good.
As we all know, we have a big opportunity ahead of us. First with free agency, and the NFL draft is fast approaching, and it's a pivotal moment for this team. This will be Mike's first opportunity to put his stamp on our roster, and we're excited to get to work. There's a lot of talent available, and we know that Mike's approach to player evaluation and his commitment to building a team that can contend year after year gives us the best chance to succeed.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, Will Levis to Travis Hunter is going to be real exciting. If Will Levis can actually get the ball accurately to Travis Hunter. The Tennessee Titans are just, you can't have Will Levis as a QB. You got to pick somebody else. What a disaster. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side of said break, we're going to have a chat. Gene Furnett is going to come to us from the Florida Times Union. We're going to talk about that first team that I compared to dirt, the Jacksonville Jaguars. How much worse can you get? You are being rejected by coaches who do not want your job opportunity. That's pathetic. There's only 32 of these jobs on planet Earth, and you got people who are saying, no, we don't want to go there. We'll have that chat with Gene on the other side. Of course, in another hour, I'm going to share with you a top six list of Major League Baseball players who are not in the Hall of Fame. They might deserve to be there. With Gene on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Coast on the Infinity Sports Network. All these coaches getting new jobs. Aaron Glenn gets a new job with the New York Jets. Ben Johnson gets a new job. The Chicago Bears. Patriots. They got a new head coach, Mike Vrabel. They even have an offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels. The Jacksonville Jaguars, we have NFL teams right now. We got NFL teams. So we have an NFL team that is being rejected. People don't want this job. I'm talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars. There are 32 head coaching positions in the NFL. Got guys like Andy Reid making $20 million. Mike Tomlin making tons of money. And we got one team that people don't want the gig. They don't. What the hell is going on with the Jaguars? What's going on with Shad Khan? I mean, who can be their next coach? To talk about everything going on in Northeast Florida, joining us right now is Gene Furnett from the Florida Times Union. Gene, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Excellent. Thank you for taking the time to join us. I guess I'm glad you're good. How are the Jaguars right now? Not good, right?
Well, the optics certainly don't look good, right? You know, when you make a decision to fire a GM, you know, basically 2 weeks or more after you should have done it, and then you do it in the middle of the coaching search after you've appointed this guy as the head of the coaching search, it doesn't look very good.
It looks terrible. And so what is the fan response right now to Shad Khan? Because he sat on a Zoom conference 3 weeks ago with Trent Baalke and explained that he's keeping him, but he would still consider firing him. Like, the fans got to be sick of him by now, no?
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously exasperated, right? They're rejoicing for the time being because Baalke's gone, right? But there's another part of them that think, well, okay, as I've already written for the lead to my column tomorrow, what took you so long? it's just another, unfortunately, it just gives the people who laugh at the Jaguars anyway, more ammunition to keep laughing. And so, you know, but, you know, it's not like Shad Khan is going to sell the team. And it's not like there's not going to be a coaching search or now a GM search. You know, you've just got to, you know, moving forward, hope that he can get it right because he does not have a reputation for picking good leaders.
And so, Gene, we've heard this morning, obviously, Ian Cohen rejected or took his name out of the hat. We then heard that Trent Baalke, the GM, is getting the boot after Doug Peterson got fired weeks ago. So what's next? We heard Rob Saleh has interviewed with them multiple times. What are some realistic possibilities for individuals to lead this team? Who are they?
Well, Robert Saleh's interviewed one time. He came in, he was the only candidate to come in person because he was unemployed, so he could, right? The other ones are all, were all in, you know, employed or with teams or whatever, and so they could only interview via Zoom. Saleh came to Jacksonville a week ago yesterday, and he's coming back again on Friday to interview in person again. So he, I mean, I could see Robert Saleh being the next head coach. Now, I don't know how happy the Jaguars would be about Jaguar fans would be about that. I think it would be I think it would be an ideal choice for where this Jaguars franchise is right now. I think Robert Saleh, and I know him pretty well from his time here as a linebackers coach. I think he would be the kind of authoritative leader that the Jaguars need right now. They need a culture change. They need somebody to kind of be a little bit more of an iron-fisted leader. I don't mean that you have to have a total dictator or anything like that, like Belichick was. But I do think they need somebody to kind of grab this franchise by the gruff of its neck, frankly, and just sort of, as Tom Coughlin did back in the day, to say, hey, this is how we are going to do things, and we're not varying from it. You guys have got, you know, and I think, you know, Doug Peterson didn't have that kind of heavy hand. Neither did Gus Bradley when he was here. Neither did Doug Marrone when he was here, and certainly Urban Meyer didn't have any kind of a hand whatsoever because he just, you know, messed up his situation in multiple ways. So I do think that Saleh, even though the Jets experience was terrible and he's a defensive guy, not an offensive guy, I wouldn't mind seeing Robert Saleh being the head coach of the Jaguars. Not, but again, I say that not knowing who he would bring in the important role of offensive coordinator to help Trevor Lawrence ascend.
Gene Frenette is here with us from the Florida Times Union. You talk about the offense. You mentioned Trevor Lawrence. It seems like he's ending another season here with an injury, this time the shoulder. The Jaguars have the fifth selection in the draft. What can they do on the field to improve and especially help out Trevor Lawrence, who they're now paying north of $50 million a year?
Well, one thing they've got to do is fix the worst defense in the National Football League. See, people get so intoxicated with offense, points scored, because, you know, that translates to the entertainment factor, right? Fans would much rather watch their team lose 35-31 than lose 17-10. But until you fix that defense, and I think Robert Saleh would be someone that knows how to fix a defense, at least his reputation with the 49ers and with the Jets indicates that he can make a defense a lot better. Now, what he can do with an offense, it'll be interesting to see what he can do in offense that actually has a quarterback, because he only had Aaron Rodgers for five games. That'll be the interesting part. And again, we don't know that it's going to be Saleh. I don't presume anybody to be a leader in the clubhouse. You know, they're interviewing Patrick Graham, the Las Vegas Raiders defensive coordinator, although I part of me wonders if they're just kind of hoping that maybe if he doesn't get the head coaching job, that maybe they might consider him as a defensive coordinator. I don't know. Joe Brady of the Buffalo Bills and Kellen Moore, the Philadelphia Eagles, are obviously still out there. And they both came in for interviews, Zoom interviews with the Jaguars. So, you know, we'll see. And who knows? I mean, does Mike McCarthy suddenly get into the mix?
Oh, my goodness.
You don't know. I mean, things take such a twist and turn. Now, you know, Pete Carroll's name has been bandied about for the Raiders job, right? So, I mean, there's so many twists and turns in an NFL coaching cycle. You don't know where it's going to go. And with an owner like Shad Khan, who's about as unpredictable as there is, that's certainly the case with Jaguars.
Is it becoming more public? Has this always been his mode of operation? He's owned the team now for more than a decade. You look at the decisions from Urban Meyer and the firing of Peterson and now Balky, and then you're getting rejected by other coaches. Has this always kind of been behind the scenes, but now it's a little bit more public?
I don't know. That's a lot of times people jump to conclusions, you know, because, you know, most people, including people in the media, get their information by other people in the media. They get on the internet and they read, and then they start spouting, you know, stuff in the newspapers and on air saying, well, what I'm hearing, and when I hear somebody say what I'm hearing, I don't always think it's them talking to the insiders. So, well, sometimes what I'm hearing is code word for, well, what I read on the internet. So, you know, there's just so much misinformation out there. And, you know, sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not. And, you know, I had to caution the Jaguar fan base 3 years ago when everybody thought Byron Leftwich was imminently going to be named the head coach of the Jaguars and was going to bring a GM cohort of his in from Arizona to be the GM. And, you know, a lot of local media, not national media, jumped on that bandwagon and ended up with egg on their faces because it turns out Byron Leftwich was never even offered the job. So a lot of, you really have to be careful about what the information is, where it's coming from, and just kind of let the process play out. But the problem is we don't want to do that in this day and age. We want to get ahead of the story. We want to speculate, and sometimes speculating, while it can be entertaining and fun to talk about, it can also, be a little bit of an embarrassment when the narrative that you've been pushing turns out to be not that at all.
Well, when we look at some of the realities, and we're being joined by Gene Furnett from the Florida Times-Union, the Urban Meyer situation was a disaster. This is currently a disaster. There was the unfortunate situation in the front office and the accounting room, dare I say, from the individual who stole from inside the company. Like, these are recent situations over the past few years, and so I'm just wondering what the confidence level is of the fan base, if they have always felt kind of wary about what's taking place, or has it reached ground zero now?
Well, I mean, listen, one thing that can't be denied, Shad Khan's one-loss record as an owner is horrific. He's 67-150, okay? That's almost a 31% win percentage over 13 seasons. In NFL history, talking about 100 years of history, no owner, and I think there's 69 of them, who have owned a team for at least a decade, no owner has a percentage that low, except for John Meakin Jr. of the New Orleans Saints, and he took over an expansion team in 1967. Think about that. Second lowest win percentage for an owner who owned a team for over a decade. Actually, it's not John Meakin. It's actually Hugh Culverhouse of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but Meakin is right there with him. So two owners who had to take over an expansion franchise are sitting at the bottom of worst records as owners, and Shad Khan is right there with them.
Yeah, that's you cannot deny that fact. Let's end on a positive note, Gene. If you take a look at this team, what is there to be optimistic about if you're a Jaguars fan?
Well, I would say, excuse me, I've just had to devour a bite of food. I would say the fact that Trevor Lawrence is your quarterback. Is he elite or trending toward elite? No. But I think it's a skill set that you can certainly work with, and you've got one of the most promising receivers in the National Football League in Brian Thomas Jr. So that, I think, if you're talking about optimism, it starts there.
Okay.
My biggest concern for the Jaguars is not only is it just the offensive line is just okay. That's all it is. It's nothing special. I mean, Ben Johnson was the hot candidate, right? This whole coaching cycle. Bears fans are all fired up about having him. Well, Ben Johnson isn't bringing the Detroit Lions offensive line and Jahmyr Gibbs and Amon-Ra St. Brown and Sam Laporta. You know, he's not bringing all those people with him. So, you know, it's hard sometimes to project whether a coordinator who is having success with his unit in one city is all of a sudden going to go and be a head coach in another city and have the same kind of success he had as a coordinator. That's I would say more than half of those guys fail. So it's a crapshoot in the NFL. And the Jaguars, you know, my fear for them is wondering when Shad Khan is ever going to get around to picking good leaders. He hasn't done it yet. And, you know, so there's going to be a little bit of the fan base is going to be wary about whether he's going to make the right decision now, especially since, you know, two of their more coveted candidates said thanks, but no thanks to coming in for an interview. We didn't even know if they're going to be offered the job. You know, Liam Cohen might have been offered the job. We'll never know unless Khan reaches back out to him and tries to get him back in for an interview. Now that the GM Trent Baalke is gone, who knows? But you know, this is rough going. This has been an owner willing to spend money, and he's trying to win. He just hasn't gone about it the right way.
Yeah, maybe one day he'll fall into it by accident. Hey, Gene, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Where can people follow you and all of your work?
I am on my Twitter is at Gene Frenette, just my name. And on Jacksonville.com, that is the website for the Florida Times Union.
Amazing. Well, I know you're going to have plenty to talk about over the next several weeks because eventually they got to do something. Thank you so much, Gene. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they're not the only team dealing. Well, let me think about this. That's right. They don't have a coach. But there's some other coaches in the world of sports. These guys have lost their damn minds. Dan Hurley lost his mind last night. Mick Cronin has been losing his mind for the past several weeks. We're going to talk about them on the other side of the break. And then Tom Brady, he has spoken. Tom Brady has some words on what the hell he is doing as now an owner of the Raiders while still being a broadcaster. We'll talk about all of that. The top of the hour, it's the top six list. We're going to take a look at the best Major League Baseball players who are not in the Hall of Fame, but they have been eligible.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to Gene Frenette for joining us in the last break from the Florida Times Union to talk about the disaster that is the Jacksonville Jaguars. Can't even get a coach. Coaches are saying, no, thanks. I don't want to be there. That's when you know you bad. It's like, well, I didn't experience this because I didn't go. I assume this is like going to prom. Hickey, help me out here. You went to prom, right?
I did, yes.
What is this like? Is this? It's one thing to be rejected. You ask somebody to go to prom and they go, somebody's taking me. Or, no, I'm good. What is this like for the Jacksonville Jaguars? Is there any type of equivalent here?
This is like, because usually, right, the tradition is the guy asks the girl, and especially in some flashy way, this is like the guy going up to the girl and saying, I'm not even going to ask you. Just get out of my way. We're on to the next one here. Don't even think about it.
So like walking by her, she thinks she's going to get asked in a hallway and he just makes a beeline past her?
Don't even think about it. Exactly right.
Oh, my God.
That's like you said, that's pretty bad.
That's it's confidence shaking. That's life-altering. That's one of those things.
It's not good.
I feel like I've only seen that happen in sitcoms. Does that happen in real life?
I'm sure it does. I don't have enough game, or I guess at least back in the day, I didn't have enough game for that, so I kind of took whatever I could get. But for other people, I'm sure.
Damn.
For prom dates, of course, yeah.
You're saying you take whatever you could get? Damn, bro.
If anyone wants to go with me, who am I to say no? I don't got many options.
Okay. All right, Hickey.
I'm not going to go by myself.
All right. I don't know. Maybe you saw it happen. Did you ever see anybody get rejected for like prom or something like that?
Not that I can remember. Because it's kind of like almost getting engaged for the most part, right? When you ask, you have a very good idea of what the answer will be, so you don't go through the whole song and dance. If you're 50-50, you better be like 99-1. Yeah, she's going to say yes.
You know, now that I think about it, one of my friends, she's still a good friend to this day. I'm not even going to say how many years it is because it's a long time. I remember in middle school, there was a boy who liked her. And I feel like one day he came to school and he brought her flowers or something like that. And Hickey, this is like the weird kid. He's the weird kid, all right? He smelled funny. coming into school, like doing karate moves by himself. He was a weird kid, okay? And he gave her flowers. And I believe those flowers ended up in the garbage. And I think he noticed that these flowers were in the garbage. And I think he was heartbroken.
At six, yeah, I could imagine. I mean,
well, not at six, but in middle school, we must have been.
Okay.
I don't know. How old are you in middle school? I don't know.
10, yeah. That's,
10, 11, that's, 12. Yeah, it hurts.
That I was going to say, like you said before, that's confidence crushing.
This guy's life has been altered forever.
Probably hasn't talked to a girl since. How can you?
I don't think he talks to anybody.
Just sits at home, just practices those karate moves. You never know when you could use them.
Yeah, he was making swords out of cardboard and.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he's an interesting fellow.
Stay away. I don't know, if you're for an objective, I don't know if that's the right move or not. You may still be thinking about it to this day.
The guy's making cardboard swords. What is he doing now? He's making real swords, huh?
That's a scary part, yeah. And I'm sure those karate moves have improved as well over the years.
He probably went on exile into Japan. Sitting on some mountain with a monk and Aaron Rodgers somewhere is sitting around being a America's reject or something like that. I don't know. I have to ask her about that. Maybe I'll ask her in the break for clarity. She's going to go, what are you talking about? I'm like, I'm just telling your life business on the radio. What can I say? Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I can't wait for this. At the top of the hour, on the heels of CeCe Sabathia, Billy Wagner, and who am I missing, Hickey? Ichiro. Yeah, there was that one idiot who didn't vote him in. Ugh, I still can't believe that. I'm going to give you a top six list at the top of the hour, and we are going to talk about the best Major League Baseball players ever who did not and have not gotten into the Hall of Fame. That's going to be fun. Hickey, Carlos Beltran, not eligible. He's not here yet. So he's eligible for the Hall of Fame, but he's not on this list.
Because he still, in theory, right, has a chance to get in one day.
Next year, you think he'll get in next year?
I think so. He climbed up pretty well this year. I think so.
When he goes to Cooperstown, there should be somebody like on the other side of a fence somewhere that they didn't let in that bangs on a garbage can. That'd be cool.
I love the pettiness. Now we're talking.
Like they go, hey, yeah, let's make some noise for Carlos Beltran. And there's a guy just banging on trash cans. I'd love it.
That would be Barry Bonds is back there.
Barry Bonds?
A-Rod would actually probably do it.
Banging on the trash cans?
A-Rod would definitely do it. He wants the attention.
Speaking of cheaters, I mentioned this guy in the last break. We talked about how disastrous the Jacksonville Jaguars are. Ben Johnson is not the coach of the Raiders. Well, the Raiders did pick up a general manager. I don't think people care too much. Spytek, that's his name. Spytek is the new general manager of the Raiders. He is a former assistant general manager for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So Tom Brady is very familiar with him. And how about this? Tom Brady was also teammates with this man back at Michigan. And so Tom Brady needed to hire somebody. And so he hired his friend from 25 years ago. Good for him. Tom Brady actually spoke today on Fox Sports, and he explained what the hell he is doing to try to help the Raiders. Listen to this.
Really being involved with the Raiders gives me an opportunity to be involved with football for the rest of my life. And I really love teamwork. I always have. I love seeing other people succeed. I really hope former players get opportunities to be involved with teams. And right now there's a great ownership group. There's other great people involved. I'm one voice. It's so collaborative. But I think this process of learning is so important.
Okay. Hickey ain't say much or nothing there. What the hell did he say? Nothing.
He was literally asked, what is your role? And that's the dance around, I guess you want to call it, that he did? I don't know why. So what's there to be shy about?
I told you, you're not a human. So I got to say the right thing to not get in trouble. That's what he's doing right now. Whether he's on TV answering questions that he's not. Maybe his new GM can answer some questions. Here is John Spytek, the new GM of the Raiders. He talks about what the hell he looks for when it comes to scouting players. This is before he got the job last year.
I just love watching guys compete. It's really almost like a natural high for me. I just love it. And when you find kids that will just empty the tank for you, I have so much respect for them.
Oh, sounds like he has more personality than Tom Brady. Okay. All right. Well, one of them got their friends, their buddies. Somebody has to have a personality. Tom Brady is just like, well, I don't want to get fined for saying something bad about another team. I got to be careful about the job that I currently have as part owner of the Raiders. Tom Brady doesn't know what the hell to do. He's just a confused man right now. Just run football, man. Nobody wants to hear you on television anyway. Who says that I'm going to tune into a game on Fox because I need to see Tom Brady? Nobody. Nobody does. Not even his kids, probably. Probably not. Who wants to hear him talk about football? Nobody. Not me. It's the JR Sportbrief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, it's time for a top six list. We're going to take a look at the best Major League Baseball players ever who have not gotten in to the Hall of Fame. This is the best of the best, not in the House of the Best.